Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. Boaters despise them. Water sports enthusiasts curse them. Conservationists want to eliminate them from our waters. So what is the object of so much hostility? The tiny but havoc-wreaking zebra mussel. The zebra mussel is the size of a fingernail. It gets its name from the tiny stripes running down its shell. It is an invasive species that attaches itself to hard surfaces, anything from man-made objects to other animals. The zebra mussel is incredibly difficult to remove once it's attached. Zebra mussels were first found in the Great Lakes in 1988 and have spread to nearby waterways, including some in Indiana. This aquatic invasive can cause problems for residents and boaters. Mussels will attach to practically anything. Pipes, boat motors, and even to our native mussels, which is fatal for the native species. And with many native mussels on either the endangered or threatened species list, the zebra mussel could ultimately lead to their extinction. Zebra mussel colonies are so dense that they block pipelines and clog intakes of municipal water supplies and hydroelectric companies. Once a population of zebra mussels has become established, it's impossible to eradicate them without destroying everything else that lives in the water. Today, most management efforts are geared at preventing any further spread. There are simple steps to help stop the zebra mussel, such as cleaning boats and boating equipment before entering new bodies of water.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information about protecting waters from zebra mussel invasions is available at nature.org/Indiana.